within the hydrologic cycle, I know a lot of the work that the Highlands Alliance is working on has to do with wetlands and how that is, and these are really special spots because of the biodiversity that they contain. They're some of the most diverse habitats on Earth, and very special for a lot of reasons related to water quality. They're not, although they are beautiful and fun places to hang out and peaceful, like I'd love to be sitting on the bank here on a sunny day and watching beavers crawl in and out of the lodge and all that kind of thing. They do perform a lot of functions in directly related to water quality. Next slide. And they're here. They purify water. The plants and the diversity of plants that are in there are able to take up a lot of the nutrients in there. It's a place for the water to sit around, and that's this kind of recharge zone. That water, it pools up there during its journey downhill through the hydrologic cycle to the low point, to the ocean, and they hold water. So as the spring runoff comes down, wetlands are able to capture water, and what we see in this climate at least is that we get pretty arid in the summer, so our rivers get very low. Wetlands are places that hold water that it, from the bottom of the wetland, it's seeping into the groundwater, and that groundwater, just like the surface water, is moving downhill. So they're great places to hold water and store it, so that our streams contain flow in the summer. It's one of the main reasons why everything around here doesn't go dry, is we're holding a lot of water on the landscape so it can move at a slower pace rather than just charging down the stream bed. It's held, it's going into groundwater, and then it's going to show up as surface water at some point in time. It's a really important function of both lakes and wetlands.